I know, but how to break free? Enter letters and comments. I am struggling very deeply with Sri Ramana's main teaching of reaching happiness by asking, who am I? I am wondering if someone would try to help me understand what is going on in me. I have been meditating heavily on who am I daily for the last 7 years. I feel that mentally and somewhat spiritually, I have become aware of the answer. Yet, I am in deep emotional pain and very depressed. I have been this way for 3 or 4 years now. I have no feeling of stability or security. Mentally, I have realized that there is no me, that I am part of everything the senses perceive. Because of this, I also feel that nothing matters, not in the depressive sense, but rather nothing is better than something else. Everything is equal, is energy, and nothing is more important than something else. I thought that having this awareness of what existence really is would open a world of internal happiness. I would feel secure continually and not feel the need for anything material, that there is no me to satisfy. Yet, I am very depressed. I have discovered that all of the people that I thought were my friends actually are not. A woman that was the love of my life and the most beautiful spirit I ever encountered just broke my heart a few months ago. I am in very great pain and confused from that. I feel very insecure and alone. I am very confused why I am not feeling good since becoming aware that there is no me. Logically, I can displace the depressive and unhappy feelings because there is no me to be feeling them. But that logic does not make the pain go away. I feel like I cannot break out my ego. Even though I understand the me who can't break out is not really something separate from everything else. Can you tell me why I'm not able to shake these bad feelings and feel good, even though I constantly know that there is no me? I am beginning to feel that it is impossible for an individual on his or her own to break free from this existence. It seems that it is impossible to see oneself without looking into a mirror. So, how can an ego truly know itself on its own? It feels like a cat chasing its own tail, never able to actually grab it. It must be grabbed and given to the cat by someone else. I truly believe in Sri Ramana Maharishi's teaching and that unity with God can be found through the Who Am I inquiry. I am hoping that you may be able to explain why I am feeling the way I am. American Seeker. Your problem is not uncommon. Many aspirants read the teachings, are struck by their beauty and simplicity, understand them to be the ultimate truth, but are still unable to experience that which they have so often read about, an ever-present pure awareness and joy. There are some who practice the teachings to the best of their knowledge, and after some years of not experiencing what they assume they should, give up all effort to realize the self. The reason for this is essentially very simple and can be explained. It is the ego or mind that gets depressed, frustrated and hurt. It is the same ego or mind that enjoys pleasures in life and craves to have them repeated, believing that these experiences or thoughts of pleasure or sorrow constitute every existence, always take us down the endless avenue of loss and pain, birth, death and rebirth.
If we feel unable to break loose from this revolving shackle of thoughts and wrong identification, we have to turn our attention to a higher power, to the Guru, our God, and pray in all earnestness for release from suffering.
We seek that our efforts prove inadequate to give us peace or happiness. In all honesty, that is our actual experience. Therefore, we must petition the Divine for help, accept what He ordains, and learn from the lessons of life's experiences. By surrendering all unto Him, our losses, our depression, all that we believe we are, we come to realize that He alone exists and we are nothing. This is a sure way to salvation and happiness. If we do this, He will guide us, take over the entire burden of our lives, give us peace, and make the conditions in our life conducive to spiritual progress and illumination. Countless devotees have taken to this path with success. Surrender and devotion are a sure way to salvation, and the Maharishi has recommended it to numerous seekers. Bhagavan has said that devotion is Jnana Mata, the mother of Jnana, self-knowledge. We should remember that those who have achieved greatness in life, even by worldly standards, did so by applying a passionate, all-consuming effort to the chosen ideal. It is the same, or perhaps more so, for those who wish to experience their true self. The mental conditioning, vasanas, that have accumulated and influenced our activities for countless number of births have to cease. Only then will the mind become calm and sink into its source. This requires a constant, diligent effort on our part. To know the self should be our sole interest in life. It should be our sole aim and goal. Ultimately, nothing else should matter. That does not mean we should ignore our duties and responsibilities. As long as we experience the presence of an ego, we should perform our duties like a servant serving his master with apparent interest, enthusiasm, and love for all, but with a total detachment. You have already discovered that having an intellectual understanding of a universal reality does not in itself give us the experience of that reality. But Bhagavan Ramana has said that no effort ever goes in vain. Whatever effort we make is like a bank deposit in our account. It stays there, accrues interest, grows, and matures sooner or later. Like a swimmer caught in a raging river, we must exert all our energy to reach the shore and pull ourselves out of the turbulent waters before we drown. Those who have succeeded, says Bhagavan, have done so by perseverance. We must make this our life's goal and march forward, come what may. Editor.